Petersburg Borough Assembly meetings are brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, providing knowledge, professionalism, and information on insurance issues, commercial or pleasure, boat and crew. Petersburg Insurance, offering asset protection on the water or at home.
Let's entertain a motion for that.
So move.
For second?
Second.
Okay, is there any changes, or everybody sees them to be okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll leave them as they are. Next item on the agenda is amendment and approval of today's meeting agenda. Is there any proposed changes? Nancy?
I'd like to put under discussion items some requesting some input from PEDC regarding the opt-out issue.
Okay. So PEDC wants to voice their position on it, or is that what you understand, or just have
like
a discussion?
Discussion.
Okay. Bob?
Yes, I'd like to add an item in there to talk about meeting agendas for September.
Okay. And that's under discussion as well?
Yes, please.
So will the clerk make a note of that and remind me if I forget, but they'll be E and F under assembly discussion items. Okay, back to the top. So are those the only changes for today's meeting agenda? Okay, we'll modify it and we'll move forward. Next item on the agenda is item 5, and it's public hearings. There are two public hearings today. The first one is a public hearing on ordinance 2016-09, and this is an ordinance of the Petersburg Borough adjusting the fiscal year 2017 year budget for known changes. There are a number of items under that, I believe. So would you like to take them up individually, or I guess there is some memos and stuff we should look at. Let me get down here and open it up. Right spot. How would you guys like to approach this? You want to one of them's fairly new, and it's a memo from Harbor Master Wolin, and it's talk about the Corps' new position on helping for funding of dredging of the South Harbor. We could go down through them one at a time, or like the rest. Have all the rest of them, Steve, or if one of those have been addressed in the first two meetings already? There's already been a public hearing on them. And
yes, this is the second public hearing on it, because we did make a change after the second reading.
And that was adding the memo?
That's
okay,
correct.
So, all right. Is there anybody, maybe since we've had public hearings on the other four items or five items, maybe we should just, you know, see if there's anybody interested in speaking to the Harbor Master Wolin memo. Anybody in the audience? Okay. Is there anybody that would like to talk under the public hearing on any of the other items? Okay, that public hearing will be closed. Kind of rusty, I haven't ran a meeting in a while, so bear with me. Next item is public hearing on ordinance 2016-10, an ordinance submitting to the qualified voters of the Petersburg Borough the question of prohibiting the sale and importation for sale of marijuana and any marijuana product and the operation of any marijuana establishment, including all of the following license types: retail marijuana store, marijuana cultivation facility, marijuana product manufacturing facility, and marijuana testing facility within the Petersburg Borough on the October 4th, 2016 election. Anybody like to partake in that public hearing? Any comments? Okay, seeing no hands, that public hearing is closed. That brings us to bid awards. I see none listed under that item. Is there any visitors' views related to items on today's agenda? Okay, see none. Move to the next item on our agenda today, and that's visitors' views unrelated to items on today's agenda. Anybody have any views on unrelated items? Seeing no interest, we'll move to board, commission, and committee reports. We have municipal building renovation update. Is that Carl?
Hello, Mr. Mayor and Assembly. Just give you a quick rundown of what's happened in the municipal building.
billing project. So far, what we're about to get into. So the contractor started phase one earlier this spring after we got admin and finance moved out of the building. The main focus since then has been demolition. A lot of demo had to happen in the building. Floor slabs came out, interior and exterior demo has been going pretty much the whole time. They're almost completed with everything that they need to take out. They've started putting things back in a while ago. They did underground plumbing. All the drain lines went in. The sewer service went in. They've rebuilt the floor slabs that had to come out for that plumbing to go in. The storm drain on the site is partially completed. Related to that, the last meeting had a short report on the contaminated soils that were found on the site. That has continued to evolve. Last week we had a soils technician in town, excuse me, and we were able to do the rest of the digging that we needed to do. Did some sampling on the neighbor's property, which turned out to be clean, so we haven't contaminated the bookstore property. There is about 20 yards of contaminated soil that we've got segregated up at the Public Works yard now, and we're waiting for soil testing to get back so that we can work done on how to dispose of that soil. So there's some options there for us, just depending on the level of contamination, so we're still waiting to hear about that. But overall, I think we've minimized the damage as much as possible as far as the budget goes. The cost that we didn't strictly plan on, very overwhelming. We did have some money in the budget to deal with possible soil contamination. So hopefully that this issue was just about over, and we'll be able to move on with the project. In the next 2 or 3 weeks, there's going to be a lot happening down at the site. All the trades are moving in. The framers have done most of the framing on the second floor and the first floor as far as the phase one area is concerned. And so with that done, the electrical, plumbing, sprinkler, HVAC, all those trades are moving into the building and starting to put in their infrastructure. There have been framers working on the roof, framing in the parapets on the roof. The roofing contractor that will put the membrane down is going to be in town next week to continue on with that. There's structural steel that's going into the old fire hall area to create a mezzanine, and under that mezzanine is where the prefab jail cells will go. Those cells actually should be in town this week and be installed next week, so that's a big milestone that's coming up here pretty soon. This week Kelly's coordinated with Procom, our the contractor that's responsible for been awarded the work for the dispatch control centers. They're coming to town to have a kickoff meeting for that work. It's kind of a separate, kind of a parallel track with the building contractor to get that equipment basically manufactured and shipped to the site so it can be installed by the time the phase one is complete. Power and light is also going to be coordinating with the architect this week on electrical service for the building. Mitkoff sales site, the old site, Rockin' Road's been working on that, getting it ready for paving, and it's been a big hole cut out of the site because of that whole issue and the soils issue. And hopefully we'll get get that site close to being paved, if not paved out this week. So that will open up that area for the contractor to use and relieve some of the pressure on the site. It's been quite a mess down there. The elevator foundation should be formed up this week, I think. The new entrance foundation should be formed up, and window framing is occurring. It's just there's a lot of work going on right now. It's very, very busy down there, but the contractor's doing a good job. They're staying on schedule real well, so any questions?
Questions of Carl? Thanks, Carl. Right. Yeah, it looks like welcome. Things are changing down there. Next item on the agenda is it's the consent agenda. There's one item there, and it's authorization to award from Power and Light annual pole order purchase to Set Oser Company. I don't know if I pronounced that right, and that's in the amount of $13,000 and change, or a little bit cheaper than the other one. So I'd entertain a motion to authorize that expenditure.
So move.
I'll second.
Okay, motion made by Member Strand, seconded by Member Logadakis to award the bid to Oser Company. Discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Nancy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Okay, that passes 6-0, so that is awarded. And report of other officers. We have Sam Thompson from the senior auditor from BDO to give a report.
Hi. Hey, thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the Assembly. My name is Sam Thompson. I'm a manager at BDO. We're here to do the financial statement audit for fiscal year 2016. We just arrived last night, and we're in the other room right on the other side of this wall. We started this morning. We'll be here through the end of the week doing the financial statement audit and also auditing the federal and state funding that the boroughs received last fiscal year. If any members of the Assembly have any questions about anything regarding the financial records or what we're doing for the audit, please feel free to stop by this week, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. Thank you.
Looked like you were very busy over there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Time for the mayor's report. Okay, we're seeking letters of interest. The borough is seeking letters of interest from borough residents willing to serve on the following boards and commissions until the October 2016 municipal election, which is not that far away, but we have one hospital board seat and one on the planning and zoning. So letters of interest may be addressed to the borough clerk and emailed to Debbie Thompson or dthompson@petersburgak.gov or mailed to box 329. Or you could drop them off at the administration office at the PIA building at 15 North 12th Street. Next item is filing for candidacy for the October 4th, 2016 election. The first day to file for candidacy has passed. For any open board. The commission and assembly seat and the October election was July. That was July 26th, so that's passed. Packets are available for pickup at the front desk of the borough municipal offices in the PIA building or by downloading from the borough website. Completed forms must be returned to the clerk's office by 5 p.m. August 23rd, 2016. And we're still seeking community input on the state doc issue, the three that the state wants to turn over to the borough. They've offered ownership of Papke's Landing Dock, the Kuprinoff Dock, and Entrance Island Dock to the Petersburg Borough with a lump sum payment of $732,883 towards the deferred maintenance. Condition assessments were recently performed that estimate the cost to bring the Papke's Landing Dock to a safe and usable condition is $1,050,000 and $1,395,000 for the Kuprinoff Dock. We're still seeking input from the community regarding acceptance or denial of the state's offer. A questionnaire on the issue is available for printing off the borough's website at www.petersburgak.gov or can be picked up at the borough office from the city Kuprinoff clerk or from the Papke's Landing Public Notice Board. Answers to the questionnaire that have been received to date are posted on the borough's website, and there's been a few. City of Kuprinoff, Ordinance 2017-1. The City of Kuprinoff approved an ordinance on July 23, 2016, which amended Kuprinoff Municipal Code Title 6 to add a new chapter, 6.06, Kuprinoff Dock, and that's to maximize the safe and efficient use of the dock facilities. To see a copy of this ordinance, please contact the Petersburg Borough Clerk's Office at 772-4425. AML, the Alaska Municipal League Summer Legislative Conference, will be held in Wasilla August 16th through the 19th. Registration forms and more information can be found at www.akml.org. Southeast Conference A reminder that the 2016 Southeast Conference and annual membership meeting will be held here in Petersburg, September 20th through the 22nd. Information about the meeting can be found at www.southeastseconference.org. And it'll be a nice little boost for town. It'll be interesting to have everybody here. Hospital Board. Assembly members Bob Lynn, Nancy Strand, and Cindy Lagadakis sat in on the recent Hospital Board work session and provided some questions for the board to consider as they work through plans to reconstruct or replace the hospital facility. Petersburg Borough owns the current hospital building, but the hospital runs the operations. So that is it for the mayor's report. That brings us to the manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The 30% design documents for the 350 kW emergency standby generator have been received from the vendor, and Joe and his group are looking through those. Out at Crystal Lake, we intend to replace the old lake level indicator system that we've had for out there for a long time with a new electronic transducer and add a new air temperature sensor. Kind of depends on how the weather goes, but when complete, we will no longer have to maintain the nitrogen gas system at the lake, and the readings will be a lot more reliable and accurate. The Spillman Records Management System implementation was completed on July 19th. Employees, both at the police department and the fire areas, continue to learn the system. Over time, this will allow us to actually provide much better data on police emergency services issues, run better reports, look at data from a standpoint of problem areas and what we're doing. And we're looking forward to getting that from Kelly as it starts to evolve and we start getting the data in there. Governor Walker signed the crime reform bill on July 11th, 2016. Portions took effect on July 12th, and the bill decriminalized many behaviors and adjusted classification of others. We're awaiting further information and guidance from the Department of Law to see how that will impact our community. Wait lists for elderly housing and assisted living continue. We have 16 out of the 20 apartments set up as assisted living with only four remaining independent, and it's helped us keep the facility much closer to breaking even with the higher revenues that come with assisted living. Summer camp at Parks and Rec is continuing to run as planned. Rhiannon Cavisto and Mara Lutomsky have stepped forward for the community to help operate it. They're at full capacity for all weeks. Thank you to the Chamber of Commerce for allowing Mara to be with us for the 2 weeks. She's been amazing. There's a wrestling tournament in the gymnasium basketball court from August 2nd through the 8th. All normal programming is canceled during the tournament. Chandra, who's our Parks and Rec Director, for those of you who don't remember, she's been teaching water fitness on Tuesday and Thursday mornings from 6:30 to 7:30 and Saturday mornings from 7 to 8. She invites everyone to come on out and join the fun and says she hasn't seen any assembly members there yet. So, the Summer Reading Challenge is over. A VIP pool party was held this past Thursday for the kids who read 840 minutes or more this summer. Thanks to Parks and Rec for hosting it in the library for making it happen. As you heard, our auditors are here this week for the borough's annual audit. If you have any questions, make sure you get with staff or the auditors directly. We've pushed the borough land auction back to sometime in October, waiting for P&Z to have a meeting and approve moving forward. They had a problem with getting a quorum, so hopefully we'll get that soon, and then we can get that land approved and get it onto an auction scheduled in October. The drive down bulkhead project is on schedule. Materials are arriving and work is ramping up to drive the sheet pile and get the fill in place. So be careful around those areas. South Harbor parking is very, very tight. We appreciate the public assistance in leaving vehicles at home in between trips if that's at all possible. Public Works staff completed all the preparation work needed prior to paving of local streets by CECON. Now we're waiting for weather. It looks like this week should be pretty good. and then Public Works will follow CECON's paving efforts with cleanup of the side streets and shoulder protection of the fresh asphalt. CBC Construction has mobilized to Petersburg and is most of the way through with the upgrades to Pump Station 2. Once complete, they will move directly to Pump Station 1 for that work. Once both stations are ready, the contractor will initiate use of the new forced main and decommission the old forced main on the South Harbor Beach. DSWA, which is the Waste Management Regional Group, is working with Waste Management, the company, for development of a scrap metal removal contracts for the authorities, member communities. A waste management representative will be visiting Petersburg in the first week of August to review our operation and learn more about the logistics for scrap removal from the landfill. Surplus vehicle auction by the borough by sealed bids is ongoing. Auction items are advertised in the Petersburg pilot and with the bid opening to occur on August 4th. So if anybody's interested in some vehicles, check it out. And that's everything.
All right, thanks. Any questions of Steve on his report? I have one, just kind of curious about the forest main. Do they take the old one out, Carl? Do they remove it off the beach, or is it just...
Not the entire forest main, just the sections that are exposed.
Oh, okay.
Take everything out would be really expensive.
That would just...
Environmental nightmare, too. So we'll clean it out, run some fresh water through it until it runs clear, and then we'll cut out the sections that are exposed and cap those.
I'm just kind of curious. Thanks.
Carl, while you're up there, I was curious about what was going on Haugen and what was happening on that portion of the already kind of updated road that had happened last year. They're ripping it out.
The pavement
issue.
Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, CECON ground out portions of Haugen Drive. The section below 8th Street, downhill from 8th Street, was a result of state and contractor both agreed that the asphalt that went down, something went wrong. Nobody can really, well, there's no agreement on exactly what happened, but it was failing. So they are grinding it out and repaving that section. The section above 8th Street, between 8th and 12th, is kind of the subject of a resolution that's in front of you folks today. Mm-hmm. That's the grinding that's happened is DOT's response to the damage that was showing in the road. The sidewalk went in per plan, but they didn't remove all of the muskeg underneath the sidewalk. They went down about 4 or 5 feet with rock and put some fabric around it to hopefully keep it there. I don't think the rock is moving much except that it's putting this weight and pressure on the muskeg underneath it, and so the sidewalk is sinking. It's pulling the road and creating cracks. And so the state's answer right now is to grind that out and repave that section and then study it, quote unquote, for an undetermined amount of time to see what will happen. I'm pretty sure it's going to continue to fail. I think they're pretty sure it's going to continue to fail as well. So right now they're just putting a Band-Aid on it, essentially, and okay. See what happens. Appreciate any support for that resolution that is on the agenda. I don't know if it'll make any difference, but I think we should push the state to fix it, you know, right in this year instead of waiting 5 years and watching the road fall apart.
Thanks, Carl. I'm sure we'll talk about it some more when we get to the discussion on the resolution, but yeah, hopefully they fix it correctly. Okay, unfinished business is the next item on our agenda, and there's one ordinance for third and final reading, and that's ordinance 2016-09, and the ordinance adjusting the fiscal year 2017 budget for known changes. Entertain a motion to adopt that ordinance in its third reading.
So move.
Second. Okay, a motion's been made by Member Strand, seconded by Member Lynn to adopt Ordinance 2016-09. So any questions or discussion on any of these issues? Jay.
Hello, I was wondering if you could Not as much for some of us because we've spoken about this, but maybe for people at home, speak a little bit about your part of this. Thank you.
Mayor and Assembly, thank you for giving me the opportunity. This is a real, I think, testament to the great job Brad and Sebastian are doing back for us in D.C. and your willingness to have them talk about harbor issues. We've had an ongoing kind of an increasing issue with groundings in the South Harbor, whether it's isostatic rebound, glacial rebound, or siltation. We've realized over the last probably 10 years of the bottom of the harbor is getting higher. And so I'm having more and more of our boats going aground on certain stages of the tide. And it's getting increasing to be a problem. I have guys that are 58-foot boats is primarily what we're bringing in and out of this area. Some of our bigger boats, you know, get up to 100 feet. But these boats are drawing 10 to 12, 13 feet of a boat underneath them at a zero tide. And so they're going to ground, especially in the entrances. And now we're seeing even further in. It just seems like the entire floor is shallower. So we've been talking about what to do with this. Historically, the Corps of Engineers is responsible for projects that they put in. And they have, along our waterfront, have done a lot of structural things for us. The North Harbor was one, and of course the big the docks where the big plants are, those were all put in pre-statehood under the Corps' direction. So when it came time to talk about dredging the South Harbor, you know, we went to them and they said, well, you know, you were not a federal project. So we had to work through the process, and with our lobbyists back in D.C., they've found that we will qualify for the Section 107. We didn't know how much we would qualify, so they came to town last June, here just about 6 weeks ago, kind of unbeknownst to us, through pressure from D.C. They found themselves in Petersburg and said, what's your problem? We don't really know why we're here, so explain it to us. And we did, and the mayor took them off for a boat ride along with some other people, and and I sat and visited with them about the economic side of it for Petersburg and what it means to be able to tie up our fleet at all stages of the tide every day all year long. And so they really took a lot of good notes and took a lot of information back to Anchorage and kept in good contact with me. I went through and gave a description of every single one of our boats in the harbor and what fisheries they participate in and kind of what the bigger picture is for our fleet. We're a pretty unique fleet in that we're 93% commercial. And so they at first were not thinking that they would be able to help us that much because of the federal aspect. But after looking and reviewing all the information we gave them, they came back with this proposal then on the 22nd that blew me away. I'm still on cloud nine. I cannot believe that how decent, how super cool this proposal is that they're offering us. So in a nutshell, there's kind of three stages to it. They see that that their federal right off the bat interest in dredging this harbor was probably about a 50, maybe even a little bit better responsibility of the federal government because of the makeup of our fleet and who's using the harbor. So that's a big one. The second thing that they're going to assume is if we move forward with this proposal is that they will assume the maintenance for the entire basin. So in 20 years, they'll come back and look at it much like they did the North Harbor. It into their program of looking at it and then doing it for 100% responsibility. And the third thing they think that'll happen if we move forward with this feasibility study is that the makeup of our fleet, the waiting list, the future of Petersburg because of our background is that they probably will find that we're in need of a new harbor. And if they are in at the ground level, they will help us identify location, and they will put the basin in and Corps' responsibility will then be much like the North Harbor, which is 100% responsibility for paying for the maintenance of this. So what they need from us is this is a feasibility study, and we went into an agreement of which at first they thought it would be well over $1 million, and that our portion, the way the program's set up, is that they want owner buy-in or local buy-in, and so you, you provide 50% of the economic side of that feasibility study. And so at first we were thinking gulp, it was going to be $500,000 or more, but they came back and after reviewing the information, they feel like it's not going to be that much. There's good solid information out there, and so they're proposing that it's going to be $750,000, of which the Corps picks up the first $100,000, and for setups and those kind of things. And so we'd be on the hook for $325,000. And out of that information, like I said, will come a lot of valuable things. Should we, you know, not move forward in the dredge portion of it right away, anyways, if there's other ways to get money. This will all be documented information then that we have to go to them to permit anyway, so it's kind of a win-win even if we don't move forward, or even with their proposal of doing the dredging by 2019, excuse me, we can have, this will be good solid information for us to have. So it's a bit of a surprise that we're gonna, you know, we have this possibility before us, and I know it's kind of a last minute thing, but the timing couldn't be any better for us, just in that you have something before you that we could tack on. I'd have to go through the three reading. They are hoping to get an answer for us by the 12th of August so that they can put it into the next upcoming batch of projects. We would be the first project on their list, so that's kind of exciting as well. They don't have a lot of things out there because they fully funded the Section 107 thanks to our senator. She really pushed hard for that, and she got it fully funded, and so the slate is kind of open. And they trips around this neck of the woods. I know they stopped in Juneau looking for possible projects, and then they came here. Exciting. And just the long relationship that we have with the Corps. They were, you know, I've been through the process. It took us 20 years to get that North Harbor dredged, but when that Section 107 went into effect in 2011, of which we got the money to do the North Harbor, we were the second national project done under that program. It was amazing how to work with them. So the Corps has really been good to us, and any relationship we can get with them.
Any other questions? Glo?
I see right here that it says the if we move forward with this study and we do this, the New Harbor facility would be federally maintained. Is there any opportunity or any chance that the borough would lose its decision-making abilities if it is a federally maintained harbor?
No, it is. What that means is that they come through then, you know, every 20, 30 years, much like they maintain the Narrows. Okay. You know, we don't, we just kind of reap the benefits of them maintaining these facilities for the public. And so we become recognized as a part of their family. Right now, the South Harbor and the Middle Harbor are not part of that family, and you and I are on the hook to keep it, to maintenance it.
Thank you.
Wouldn't you say maintenance, you just mean maintain the depth, the dredging?
Yeah.
Right. Bob?
Yeah. I have two questions. When I read the information you provided us, I'm looking at the acronyms here.
I thought you'd love this.
I love it. and whether it's local or whether it's federal,
right,
even after you get done with the study, as I read this, there's still a question of whether or not it's 50-50 or whether or not they would take over part of it or whether it would still be ours as I read this.
Well, there will probably be a portion of it that will always be ours, and most of it will be just, you know, just kind of easier to understand. The turning basins and the egress in and out that belongs to all of us, that's what they're on the hook for. What we're on the hook for are the individual mooring the depth underneath the stalls. And so that's the difference between what we're on the hook for and what they're on the hook for.
Well, at least that you're talking then essentially the stalls on the inside of that harbor.
No, the entire basin.
Oh, the entire. But I still read it that they could still choose to walk away from the whole thing. I mean, after we do all this. Is that?
Sure. As could we.
Okay, yes.
Right.
Okay, second question is we as an assembly did two things. We agreed to put, and correct me on the amounts of money here, but we agreed to put $350,000 of the money into the bulkhead of the harbor money. We agreed then to take part of the fish tax for the future and to put it into, or some of the fish tax, and put it into the municipal building. That is going to reduce the amount of money coming into the harbor fund, as I see it. And so we're going to take, if we choose to go with this, we'll take another $350,000 out of that harbor fund. That'll bring us down to, I don't know, $1.5 million in that fund or thereabouts, maybe. What concerns me is where we're going in the future with this. Is that I think it's an absolutely excellent project, but I got really strong concerns about where we are for funding for the future, and I think it's time we take a look at how we're going to fund these harbors here in the future. I think we need to take a look. I guess I'd ask staff if we could take a look at the for a 5-year plan of what we see our estimate coming in. And I know that we don't have any idea on the fish tax and so forth, but we need to get a handle on what we're going to do. And maybe it's time we take a look at raising harbor rates. I mean, we cannot continue like spending like we are without doing something to bring money in my opinion.
Any other comments on this part of the supplemental budget?
I just wanted to say one thing. This was something that you yourself and me and the borough manager went back to D.C. about a year and a half ago, and we were able to talk to the Corps about this Section 107 and also to Senator Murkowski. So I'm really encouraged to see that we got some value from that effort, because sometimes it looks like maybe we're just going back there and having casual conversations. But this is going to be a real positive for Petersburg. I did have one question about the dredge spoils, and I think I've heard Carl say that we can adequately accommodate that, but I just wanted to double check that. No. Okay.
You know,
maybe I shouldn't have asked that question.
Yeah, and a lot of it depends on what they're going to find in this feasibility study.
Okay.
That we'll get exact quantities, and then we'll be able to go the next step. Now, we anticipate it being, I mean, what they kind of said at our meeting was close to 50,000 cubic yards. But this process also, I mean, they're pretty user-friendly. When you commit, as the way it's been explained to us, when you commit to this project and you have, when we go to spend the money, they'll spend $10, we'll spend $10. So if we only have, say, $1 million to spend towards this dredge project or whatever, they'll spend $1 million and we'll get what we get.
Okay.
So I'm sure that at the point of, you know, if we can find place for 30,000 cubic yards, that's how as far as the project will go.
I'm not so worried about the space. I'm worried about if we are committing some future dollars for having to put a containment area for dredge spoils.
Well, and that too, that'll be, you know, when you have the quantities, then we'll be able to go find the location to where this can go. And then, yeah, we'll see if it's more, you know, if we have to do something like we had to do in the North Harbor, mm-hmm. or dump it some other place. We'll know quantities, but we'll also know what we're actually dredging. Is it going to be the exact same slurry that we had in the North Harbor, mm-hmm. or is it going to be a little more something that... You know, right now we're all speculating from the North Harbor project. And so it could be exactly the same or it could be different. That's the good side of it, because I like to put a good spin.
No, and that's okay, but I want to be cautious.
Lo did a good job of explaining that. Right now we don't have a place to put 50,000 yards of spoils. But as I understand it, that'll be addressed in the feasibility study. We have to look at potential areas where we can do that. We've got some ideas. I don't know if they're, you know, realistic or not, but we'll work through that process in the feasibility. I think it's something that we're going to need to do at some point, or you know, won't be able to get any boats in that harbor.
And that's true.
So, you know, looking at some expense right now for this feasibility study to get all these moving parts figured out ahead of time is money well spent, because you know, we're looking at doing this job and we've got to figure that out at some point. And, you know, looking at 50% of the cost of the actual project is.
Thanks for your clarification on the issue. Any other specific questions? Or, Glo, do you have more comments?
I just, you know, it's one of our big concerns in the fleet. I get calls every single stage of tide. Don't do this. You know, we're potentially, you know, not going to have a place to tie up a big base of our economic structure. So it is, it's like, you know, you don't do this job and then we anyway. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for your information. And before the meeting, I did talk to the manager about this, and not putting words in his mouth, but I believe he said he was in favor of it. He thought it was a good thing to move forward with the study portion of it for sure. I mean,
yes.
It has some value.
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Okay. Didn't want to quote you if I didn't give the right information. So the other items that are on the supplemental budget have already been addressed, correct? Assuming that. Does anybody want to talk to any of those specifically? They are Hungry Point Trail Extension, paving request from Public Works Director Hagerman, and Public Safety Communications Equipment. So I imagine this has all been discussed when I was absent. So if there's no more discussion, I'll entertain, will the clerk call the roll? Is there any other discussion? Or? Look around. All right.
Cindy.
Yes.
Jay.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Eric.
Yes.
Nancy.
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 2016-09 passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the ordinances for second readings. And this is ordinance 2016-10. And that's an ordinance submitting to the qualified voters of the Petersburg Borough the question of prohibiting the sale and importation of marijuana. And I went through the whole list of the things that will be on the ballot earlier in the meeting, so it's the same topics. Entertain a motion to approve this ordinance in its second reading.
So moved.
Or second?
Second.
Okay, moved by Member Greger, seconded by Member Castro to adopt ordinance 2016-10. Discussion. Okay.
I'll be a polite broken record. I'm only voting for this so that the voters of Petersburg aren't on the hook for paying for it. And as a also friendly reminder that if we opt out, marijuana is still legal in Petersburg. It just becomes illegal to purchase it. We would then, by default, be supporting the financial interests of illegal drug dealers. So I just wanted to give that friendly reminder.
Okay, any other?
I got a question for Jay and the other. If they chose to opt out, can residents of Petersburg go to Wrangell or Juneau, buy their supply, and bring it back? And I know federally, you know, you're not supposed to, but the U.S. attorneys said he wasn't going to prosecute, you know, these minor violations. So could that actually be done then? In other words, that money then goes to, and their need goes to other communities?
Absolutely. You touched on an important part about the Attorney General and the Cole memo stuff. Yes, the Wrangell, Juneau, et cetera, could gain the financial benefits from that.
Thank you.
I believe the manager. Did you have a comment, Steve?
Just, yes, I had to answer that.
Okay.
Was that? All right, good deal.
Any other discussion on this ordinance? Okay, will the clerk call the roll?
Bob?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 2016-10 passes unanimously in its second reading. Next item on the agenda is new business. First item there is A, resolution 2016-18, a resolution giving preliminary approval for the sale of borough land on North 4th Street, specifically lots 6, 7, and 8, block 76, U.S. 1252. So I'll entertain a motion to adopt this resolution.
I move.
Second.
Motion's been made by Member Lagavakis, seconded by Member Lynn, to adopt resolution 2016-18. Any discussion? I believe the purchase, Jay?
Go ahead. Sorry if you're going to finish.
Well, I was just, no, go ahead. That'd
be okay.
Sorry.
I definitely think it's a good idea to sell this. I followed what planning and zoning did. My only hang up, though, is the way we're doing it. I know it seems like we legally can sell them directly over the counter or direct sales, but we've also done many auctions. I would actually move to amend this resolution to sell those specifically lots 6, 7, and 8 via auction instead of over the counter sale.
Is there any discussion? Steve, do you have a...
If I may, traditionally the borough has put property up for sale by auction first, and if it doesn't sell, then sell it over the counter to basically first come, first serve. So precedence is auction first and then over the counter. I think P&Z in this case wanted to bypass the auction and go directly to over the counter. In fact, I think their resolution, they wanted to sell it directly to just Sue Paulson and Chris Jensen. So the assembly has the right to change that if you wish.
I have a follow-up for you, Steve. The property adjacent to Hammer and Weekend Grocery, that's being done at auction, yes?
Hasn't been scheduled yet, but that was the intention, was to do by auction. But that, again...
And that's what I was drawing from this. It seems in the future we could never be accused of any kind of, favoritism or any involvement in it. It seems objective, doing it by auction, was my take on it.
Cindy, you had a comment?
I just wanted to comment on the application. The prospective buyers have no intention of building on that property. They're just trying to correct up. There is the possibility that part of a building that they own may actually be over the property line. And so this is to correct a situation. And the municipal code does allow the Planning Commission to make a recommendation and us to adopt the ability to sell directly rather than going through auction. So
correct.
It's an established process.
Nancy,
I'm inclined to think it's a dangerous precedent to set, and that I agree with the amendment that Jay thinks is feasible.
Before we go any farther, I should mention that Sue Paulson and Chris Jensen are my first cousins, so if I recuse myself from participating in this, it's the wish of the assembly.
You stand to gain financially?
I wouldn't get a penny out of it.
I don't think you need to.
Okay, I just thought I'd throw that out for clarification. Any other more discussion? So we have an amendment to this, and your amendment, Jay, would be to put it up for auction instead of selling it directly to the applicants.
Correct.
Okay. I've got a question for Steve, maybe Jody or someone that's got more tenure here. Has this happened before where people have applied and we've sold the property to them over the counter other than going to a public auction?
Not in my tenure, but Jody, Liz, can you think of an... Okay.
So it has happened in the past. Okay, so the answer to my question was it has happened in the past, but not clear how it happened. Any other discussion?
I think has the Cavisto sale taken place? And I believe the deal there was she'd been leasing it for 15 years or something and had a shed built on it and was using it. It just seemed a reasonable situation to okay it. The sale, not an auction.
The other comments, I mean, I'm looking at this and it's happened in the past, but it seems to me if the people that have expressed interest, I know it's, I hate going against commissions or committees' advice to the assembly, but it seems to me if it went on auction, the people that have asked for it would probably bid on it as well and potentially get it. So I'm kind of in favor of Jay's amendment.
Can I add something, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the plats, it strikes me is that they are the only people who would have any use for those properties. It just seemed in the matter of public trust, putting it up for auction seemed like a better deal. But no, I can't see anyone else seeing any value in those properties.
Cindy, comment? Well, since, you know, it's kind of maybe comparing apples and oranges when you're looking at a commercial entity like Cameron, we got asking for the one parcel and this, it's a little different, but I think careful about setting precedents.
Mm-hmm.
So the amendment we're going to vote on to this resolution, if everybody's done, is to put it to auction instead of selling it directly to the people that requested it.
One question I had about that was, if we were to put it up to auction, would we set it at the minimum acceptable price of $37,500? That would be, if that was what they were going to buy it for, would we set the minimum at that purchase price?
Yeah, the ordinance actually sets the minimum price.
Okay.
So the assembly cannot overrule that even.
Yeah. Okay, so we're voting on the amendment. Clerk, call the roll. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Eric.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Okay, the amendment to the resolution passes 5-1. And now we're back voting on resolution 2016-18 as amended. Any other discussion? Not, will the clerk call a roll on the resolution as amended?
Bob.
Yes.
Jay.
Yes.
Eric.
Yes.
Nancy.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes. Okay, resolution 2016-20 or 18 as amended passes. So that brings us back to resolution 2016-19. Not back to, but brings us to that. A resolution approving the sole source purchase of septage dewatering equipment. They entertain a motion to adopt resolution 2016-19.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Motion's been made by Member Greger, seconded by Member Lynn to adopt resolution 2016-19. Is there any discussion? And this is resolution 2016-19, requests approval for the purchase and shipping of a, however you pronounce that, spiral screening septage dewatering unit from Parks Incorporation of Vernon Hills, Illinois, for a price not to exceed $83,000. So, Carl, can you give a brief explanation what this is, please, so people listening and myself know?
Surely. I'll try not to wrong word and gross everybody out right before lunch. So, so we have a need in the wastewater department to accept septage, you know, from septic tanks, from people that live remote, from outhouses that we pump for the Forest Service, and other general purpose sewage cleaning in from our system itself. It's really easy to get it into our factor truck, but once it's in there, we need some place to put it to get it, to introduce it back into our treatment system. And so this project, part of the composting project, is to build a septic receiving station that we can dump the truck in. It screens out the solids. The water flows into the plant, and everything is contained, it's sanitary, and safe for our employees as well as the public. So this unit that we're looking at today is the actual screen. it's a spiral screen, so it turns and conveys the solids up into a hopper while the water goes through it and is pumped into the plant.
Okay, so is this the only infrastructure necessary to complete part of the project then, or?
It is a major component. The concrete basin itself is going to be a substantial amount of work too. This is the mechanical part of that.
Already accepted the concrete pad, I believe, right? Haven't we already discussed the concrete pad in the past?
Yes.
For my memory there. All right, thank you. Any questions of Carl?
Thank you.
Okay, seeing no more discussion, clerk call the roll on the resolution 2016-19.
Eric?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 2016-19 passes unanimously. That brings us to resolution 2016-20. And this is a resolution requesting that the Alaska Department of Transportation permanently repair Hagen Drive in 2016. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this resolution.
So move.
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Strand, seconded by Member Castro to adopt resolution 2016-20. This is in regards to the failing asphalt that was placed on Hagen Drive last year. Cindy?
I would like to amend the resolution to add a whereas that states that Hagen Drive is the primary access for EMS vehicles and access to the airport.
Okay. So is there a, I guess we don't need a second for that, but is there a second to the motion to amend it?
Yes. Second.
Okay, it's been seconded by Member Castro. So any discussion on the amendment? That makes good sense to me. Seeing no discussion, should we vote on the amendment? Clerk, call the roll.
Mark?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll add that whereas in the resolution that we're going to send to the DOT. Any discussion on the resolution as amended? Nancy?
Just to clarify, what they're doing out there now or getting preparing to do is just a patch, right? And we have no idea how long it'll hold up, if at all?
You're absolutely right. It is just a patch. They have a plan to put some fabric down underneath the asphalt and pave over the top of that to hopefully extend the life of the patch, but they don't know how long it's going to last.
Right. And this would put us on record as having requested that they do the entire repair.
Because it is a state right-of-way, the borough doesn't really have any authority over this project or how they proceed, but it surely would strong position to take that we urge them to do the right thing now instead of waiting 5 years and spending federal money over at a higher cost to bring the contractor back in.
Any other questions of Carl?
It looks like there's a lot of support for it. CCOM project managers, ADOT project engineer, Public Works.
Everybody locally seems to see what needs to be done. It's really a funding issue. This obviously isn't in their project budget. It's probably going to be a sizable expense. The project DOT project engineer, a rough estimate of over $900,000 to pour this road out and redo it. So I'm not sure it's going to be that high. I think the contractor has, is experienced enough to find ways to cut that down. But as it is, we know the Band-Aid, the patch that they're put on this is going to fail. The sidewalk's going to continue to move. It's going to crack. And having just come from decades of poor sidewalks on Hagen Drive, it would just be a shame. Brand new sidewalk fail immediately.
Is this the sidewalk on the right hand side as you go down towards Main Street that's causing the issue?
Yes.
That's the new.
Yes, the new section between 12th Street, which is access to this building, and 8th Street is by far the worst section. That sidewalk was installed on 4 or 5 feet of rock with about 4 or 5 feet of muskeg underneath that, and so it's just settling and moving. The sidewalk further down on Haugen Drive had failed, you know, decades ago, and some sections were actually removed because of the safety issue. I just found out last week that that is starting to move as well. So it's really a bad situation for the state.
For the same reason, because the subgrade wasn't excavated, the hard pan?
Not sure. I think it's related to it, yeah.
Must not have thrown any rocks out in the muskeg when they were kids, I guess. Anyway. So is there any more? Just thank you, Carl. Any other questions if Carl was there? Any other discussion on Resolution 2016-20 as amended? Clerk, call the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes. So Resolution 2016-20 passes unanimously. Is there any communications? Anybody have any communications? I'm listed, so. Assembly discussion items. Item A under that is recognitions. Does anybody have any recognitions?
I got a quick one, and you can hit me if it's not entirely appropriate. I heard Linda Slatt on the radio the other day talking about the resource advisory committees, and I wanted to thank the people that have served on that, that's brought money to the community for projects that have benefited Petersburg area, as well as Cake and Wrangell too. There are members from all three communities. In conversations with Linda, they have had trouble getting a quorum because people are timing out on their on serving on that committee, and they are going to have some vacancies. So if you have an interest at all, I would encourage people to get involved in that. Like I said, it brings money to this community, helps improve trails and trail access, and benefits our community as a whole, and I'm all about bringing money to Petersburg, so just wanted to put that plug in.
Okay, thank you. Any other recognitions? Topic, okay. Next item under assembly discussion items is one we'll have more and more probably. It's the Kuprinoff, Papke's Landing, and Entrance Island docks. Is there any new ideas from assembly members on that or any discussion? Get more information. How long are we soliciting comments?
Don't have a date set to stop taking those.
So at some point we have to just digest what we've got and make a decision, come up with an answer to DOT. Bob?
Mindy, have you got very many the last week or so of comments back in? Just new ones?
Two, maybe. The ones that I did forward to you, everything
yeah.
that
yeah,
I...
Yeah, I've seen those. So it's essentially, you know, dwindling down is what I'm thinking.
So the response interest is slowing down. Maybe it is time to kind of summarize the information we've got and see what the public asking us to do. Have to make a decision. Okay, so we'll have to put that on a agenda in the not too distant future. Next discussion item is the marijuana opt-out option. There discussion on that today.
Members of the PEDC wonder how much we'd like to discuss. They'd like to discuss, I suppose, in meeting and then make a presentation, what the financial aspects of opting out or staying in might be. I thought somebody was going to be here to address it this time, but maybe I was just supposed to make sure it was on as a discussion item on agendas till election day.
Okay, so that was an item of discussion at a recent PEDC board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, do you have any?
Right.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious. So
yeah,
your take on it. All right. So
he's not here, so.
So we've.
Can we just have it on the agenda next meeting for as a discussion item?
I think we could add, for the economic.
Right, or maybe just the total subject.
Well, we could leave this marijuana opt-out option / PEDC. I mean, what would the one member of PEDC actually ask for something specific? Did the board take any action on it, or? Sure. Could you please just
I think the intent was that they wanted an opportunity to come and talk to you about what the economic value of not opting out would be. And so to, you know, sort of maybe draw some lines about, you know, oh, if we keep this in, here's what it could mean to our community economically. You know, what does it mean to potential tax revenue, new businesses in town, things like that.
So if they were to come forward with some information like that, when would PEDC be able to do that if we were going to put it specifically on an agenda?
I thought with Nancy that someone was going to be here today, but
right.
Maybe we got our signals crossed on that. So I can check with them and then coordinate with the clerk.
Yeah, and if they have another PEDC meeting, they come up with something to present to us, just we'll have to just let's just put it on the agenda.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
Is that good, Nancy?
That's great, yeah.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so actually we've addressed C and E because the PEDC was going to be item E. So the next item on the agenda is on under assembly discussion items is hospital remodel / new facility, and then there's a dash, many questions, and I'm sure there still are. So their discussion on this item, Bob or Cindy?
Yeah, I've asked for that to be put on, and since both Nancy and Cindy were at the same meeting I was, I'd urge them to jump in and do it. I thought the last meeting they had done a fairly good job of making an assessment of needs and so forth. But then there's a bunch of questions come up, let's put it this way, it generated in my mind a bunch of questions. Some of them back to the assembly questions that I think that we as assembly need to talk about at some point in time. And what I was looking for primarily at this point is not to lay all the questions out or all the answers, but I'd like to see a process put in place, how we want to approach it. I firmly believe that we as an assembly need to be kind of on what I'll call the same page, at least the same set of information that we operate from. And I think then it's going to generate a bunch of questions that the manager and other folks are going to have to look at. And then at some point, I think Cindy and I are probably the same place, is that we need to have probably a series of meetings with work sessions with the hospital board after that. But I do think there's questions that we need to answer on our own. For instance, you know, we talk about bonding. Well, and I thought Jody did a fairly good job of laying it out, but we only have a certain amount of bonding authority based on property values in this borough. Part of that has already been bonded out. Part of it still remains. But I'd like to understand, you know, for instance, what is that, and much more specifically within what are our options and how much have we bonded out as one question. Then I would go from there and say, are we as an assembly willing to look at areas that we might or places we might want be willing to dedicate funds to new or remodeling construction of that building? And what would those be? And, you know, and at some point, what amounts would they be? Are we willing to, if they want to look at some other options, are we willing to go back and look at taking some of the other lands and dedicating them to that for the purpose? But I think we need to have some of those discussions. And what I'd propose is that we'd probably start that after everybody gets back, maybe in October, some of those discussions, first amongst this assembly. I think Cindy has a little bit different opinion than I do, but I'd, you know, for all means, lay it out, please.
It was very informative to attend the session, and I thank the hospital board for inviting us to sit in on it. I think that they're still relatively early on in their plans. After that meeting, I came back and talked to the borough manager and the finance director to ask some questions, and they fleshed out a few more things that need to be defined before the hospital or the borough would be able to move forward with any plan for replacement or remodel of the hospital. And so I posed those questions to the hospital board to let them work through that. At some point, though, I think it would be valuable. I'm less concerned about a work session at this place. I think that's premature. But I think it would be really good to have the Liz Woodyard come and give a presentation to the assembly when the hospital gets to the point where they've firmed up their plan a little bit more, and we can talk about how they plan to address some of the questions that we posed about bonding and who, you know, how, whether or not the borough would donate land and who would provide road access and services and how they'd deal with PERS liability if they weren't connected to the borough. There's a number of things that they need to think through, I think, before we even get to the place of sitting down and working with them towards some kind of an answer. I don't think they know quite what direction they want to head in yet.
Any other discussion? So I guess out of that last meeting with the hospital board, and I wasn't in town or able to attend it, so there were some new things brought to light, like the bonding ability, and so maybe are they formulating a something to present to us? Like maybe we want this new land, or we want to bond this much. So I see what you're saying. If they have more information to bring to us, then we could have a work session, public discussion on it.
Right. I just, you know, I'm just of a point that I have got a lot of questions in my own mind. I'm looking at it from a wider perspective than just the hospital, is because we have a whole borough to look at and a whole bunch of other facilities and other needs and so forth that we need to, I think we need to bring this back and put it into perspective to the whole borough is where I'm at in my own mind.
Okay. So this will be something that will, you know, obviously can be ongoing because there's desire for remodeling or upgrading the facility or replacing it. So when they come forward with a proposal, then maybe that'd be a good time to, I mean, with more information to discuss.
I do think it's Cindy's right from the standpoint that they need to come forward and make a presentation.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we could, they're probably listening, or we could send that information to them, but we're waiting.
Well, and my suggestion was that we wait until September or October when there were more people in town so that it would be a broader discussion. The hospital is an important part of Petersburg. It's 100 jobs in the community. It provides some services that really make the quality of life here better. And we certainly want to convey that. But there are some questions about how financially we would approach helping them, or that they would be able to afford to do reconstruction or replacement. And they know, with the aging of some of their systems, they've got some critical things they need to address. How they choose to do that is what they're still fleshing out.
Yeah, the financial part of that's what I'm most concerned about, how we can help and how we can get to the point that we can help, so to speak.
Great. So, all right. Any other discussion on the hospital remodel item? Okay, we had one other discussion item today, and that's meeting days and times for the month of September. Yep. Bob?
Yes, I asked. Mindy, the resolution we had was for the noon meetings through September. Is that correct, Monday?
I believe that's correct.
That's correct. And it just went through September, not October, correct? Is that what you remember?
Correct.
Okay. One of the things I was looking at, would there, so that we can get maybe better attendance at these meetings, would it be reasonable to look at going to the same schedule that we had, but on Thursdays rather than Mondays? Would that be a problem, or that would allow Mark and maybe Kurt to be present?
Yeah, it would allow me to be present if it's just be gillnet fishing. I can't see having four-day openings in September. As far as Kurt's schedule, what he's tendering, I don't know how it would affect his schedule.
I don't either.
You'd probably still have a quorum if people weren't traveling. Or
is Kurt in town on Thursdays or ever in the summer? Is Kurt in?
Oh, so he's potentially gone until the end of October anyway, until after the election.
And I'll just add to that, Thursdays at noon excludes me completely. I'd be absent for September then.
Oh, okay, so I guess
I can't do, Thursdays do not work on mine. I'd be out.
So okay. You gain one and lose one, or gain wouldn't one, make lose much one. Of a difference. So we'll just have to, okay. Maybe it'd be good just to keep muddling along like we are.
Okay.
That work.
Yeah.
I don't mind coming to the meetings. I mean, I'm in town now because of for a few reasons. I just, hey, I've got nothing to do at noon. Let's go right. To a meeting.
Yeah. And I'll be going for both meetings in September, I think.
Oh, you'll be gone?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Yep. Yeah, we know we're going to have a problem. I will also be gone on September 8th.
Okay, well.
I can call in, but
right.
I can't
so you still
present.
Have to have four. So I guess we're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard spot. We'll just have to see how things progress. Is there anything pressing, Steve, that you could think of why we have to have the meetings or...
Nothing's coming to mind at the moment, but the first meeting in September would be a Tuesday, correct? The day after Labor Day. And then the second meeting would be the 19th.
The 6th and the 19th would be the dates, yes.
So at this point, there's unfortunately, we don't think that far ahead. We don't have anything that's, my God, we have to. Do on that first meeting in September.
Actually, there is one that may be relevant to that is...
Oh, no, I'll be here on the 6th.
Okay, you'll be there. We received a proposal that would need to be put into ordinance at some point for a tax local tax code involving commercial marijuana sales, and that would be falling in September. My goal is to work with the clerks, Desmond, together by the second meeting in August-ish. So that would fall into that category.
Could be. Oh, there's also any number of election things that have to happen that I'm... not super familiar with, so
certifying the ballot and other
correct
important issues.
So give us a little bit of time and we'll try to work through that, and then maybe we can poll all of you to find out what days you're available and which ones you're not. And
so Bob, you'll be gone for both?
Yes,
I will more than likely be gone. Bert will be gone. That leaves four. Anybody else know that they will be gone on the 6th or 19th of September?
Okay.
Okay. Kurt could possibly call in me as well because of where I'm fishing. Okay, so that shouldn't be a something we can't overcome. So is that it for discussion on the meeting days and times?
Yes.
Thanks for bringing it up there, Bob. So, with that being completed, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
And everybody jumped right in. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, meeting is over.
Petersburg Borough Assembly meetings are brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, providing knowledge, professionalism, and information on insurance issues, commercial or pleasure. Boat and crew, Petersburg Insurance, offering asset protection on the water or at home.